So happy Advent, everybody. It is still Advent for just another 10 or so hours. And so we, just before Mass, lit our fourth Advent candle, representing that we are still awaiting God into this world for Jesus Christ to be born. And so, in fact, of course, after Mass, when you see me, you can definitely say goodbye with a happy Advent. And then when you see me again, later this evening or tomorrow, you can say, hey, Merry Christmas. Because we are still in Advent. We are waiting the coming of our Savior. And what a blessing it is that we are indeed anticipating something great to happen. And so when Christmas is so close and we are still in Advent, what are we called to do in these last few moments? Well, we recognize that we are waiting for the birth of Jesus Christ into this world to see the face of God. And so what's going to happen in just a few hours is we see the truth of God's existence, of who He is, who Jesus is, and also what His mission was, that He came to save the entire world. And so in the angel coming to Mary and saying that God would become a man, she also saw her identity and her mission. And this is very important because this too is important for our lives, because when we see who God is, we then actually see who we are. And this is a central question of life. God, who am I? And why do I exist? What is the point of my life? Because we all know when there is no point to our lives, and we don't even know who we are so lost. And life doesn't have any meaning. It becomes hopeless. And this is most evident when a mission disappears. And so this is why we have a thing called a midlife crisis. Because a man and woman have children. Maybe they bring them up, they raise them, and then eventually those children go to school. And those men and women ask, oh my gosh, now what? Why do I exist? I existed for them, but now what do I do? Or if a man or woman loses their spouse and they become a widow or a widower, they question everything. Why do I exist now? I existed for this person, but now they're gone. This is why college students at times change their majors 4 times. Because they're trying to discover, who am I? What am I created to do and who to be? And everyone around us can try to tell us who we are. But at the end of the day, there's only one human being that exists on this planet who came to this world and became man, named Jesus Christ. And only when we know Him do we actually know who we are. And so this is what we are called to do in these last few moments of Advent. And what happened for the Blessed Mother, this is the key to discovering our entire life, is the angel appeared to her, gave her the mission. She said, how is that possible? What do I need to do? Because I haven't been with a man. He said, the angel said, then Holy Spirit will come upon you. And then when He invites her, she simply says, yes. 10 words that changed her life. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And so we have to not be afraid to recognize that the only way that we discover our actual identity and our mission is to ask God what His plan is. And this is very important because most of us spend our prayer time telling God our plan, telling God our will, and then when He doesn't conform to it, we get angry and we're like, what are you doing up there? Why aren't you answering my prayers? We have to spend less time telling God our plan and be more receptive to hearing what His plan is for our lives. Only then will we know who we are and why we exist. So we ask God what His plan is. And it is the truth of existence, that God made you for more. And what happens is we present our plan to Him. And He says, yeah, that's good, but that's small potatoes compared to what I've got for you. I've made you for so much more than that. Please let me tell you. In fact, when I was praying over this idea of God's plan, what came to my mind was 2 things. One was when I was discerning the priesthood. I was in college, and you know, I'd been discerning at this point for about a year. And I was asking, am I called to marriage or called to priesthood? And about a year in, about 90% of people who would ask me about my discernment would always say the same thing. They say, hey, quick question. I don't know if you've thought about this yet, but did you know you could be maybe a deacon? You could be a deacon, you can get married and do ministry. You should think about doing that. And every time I would hear that, I would go, yes, I've thought about it. I've been thinking for a year. I've explored all the different possibilities. I've thought about it. And I would actually become frustrated. I mean, these people were trying to help me, but for some reason, I was becoming frustrated that they were giving me this suggestion that I already thought of. And when I prayed about that, I thought, man, God, is that what I'm doing to you? Like, you have this plan, and you're called to reveal it to me, and does God get frustrated when we keep just saying, no, do this, do this, do that? So we are called to ask God what His plan is. And then secondly, once He reveals it to us, we are called to say yes. Because at the end of the day, He is the only one who can give you that truth. It's as simple as when you go to like Menards or Walmart and you pick up a new item to put together your home, a table or entertainment system, the proper way to put that thing together is to take out the manual. And at times, especially for the male species, we don't want to look at the manual because we think, I can do this. I can put this together myself. I've got the tools, I've got the equipment, I've got the nails, the screws, I'll figure it out. It takes longer, we get frustrated, and by the end it's a little wobbly, you gotta get a piece of paper and fold it up and put it in there so it just stays up straight. If we would just recognize, oh, the truth of how to do this is in that book that I got from the store, oh my gosh, it'll save me time, it'll save me stress, and it'll be put together properly. And this is so often how we have to recognize our prayer life, is we become frustrated with God, thinking we have the manual, but only when we go to the Creator do we see why we are created. And the beauty is, the more we go to Him and ask Him to reveal to us the manual of life and why we exist, and we hear His voice and we say yes, the more, like over time, the more you make an entertainment system, the more you put something together, eventually you don't need to always go and read so diligently because you've done it so often. So the more we go to God and ask Him who we are, the more He reveals it, the more we say yes, and the more we become attuned to His voice, and it simply happens in our lives that we follow His will. And so this day, we are called to say yes to His plan, to discover why He made us, and only by turning to Him and saying, what did you create me for, can we then hear His voice and then say yes. And our entire lives will be radically changed if each one of us did this daily. And then said the same things Mary said, let it be done unto me according to your will. I am not God, you are. You created me, tell me why I exist, and I will say yes. If we do this, our lives will radically change, and you will no longer simply be surviving, you will actually be thriving with the gospel. And so, Lord, reveal to us who we are and let us say yes.